I'm Jo Wheatley and I won the Great British Bake Off in 2011.
And how are you enjoying the Cake and Bake Show today?
The Cake and Bake Show has been fantastic. It's been such good fun. Between Ed, myself, Fran and John, we've been doing a competition between us, so it's been really good fun, real laugh.
And the obligatory question now for all Bake Off winners, have you been watching the Bake Off this year?
Of course, I've been watching the Bake Off this year. It's been really good. I picked Richard from the beginning, Louis and also Martha, so I was one out.
A fellow Martha fan, thank yes. God. I'm still hoping she comes back and wins it in like a surprise coup.
She was amazing. I had that sort of maternal feelings because my boy is my youngest is 19, so I sort of had that maternal feeling for Martha that I really wanted her to do really well.
And now with the final coming up, who do you think will win and who would you like to win?
I don't know who I think will win. I think it could be anyone's game. I think they're really all good. I'd quite like Richard to win.
Same, I think. I think between out of the three of them, there's something about the pencil behind the ear.
I like Richard. I think he's calm, he's kind, he's got a nice face, and he's great bakes.
So how has your life changed now since winning the Bake Off?
My life has changed dramatically. I was a housewife before I won the Bake Off. So since then, I've written 2 best-selling books. They were number 1 and number 2 in the top 10. I've got my own cookery school. I cover for Alex James in The Sun, which is really cool. I wrote for Sainsbury's magazine for about 18 months. I've worked with big brands. This year, I've been working with Stork. It's been unbelievable, really amazing. I actually still wake up now and think it's all a dream and pinch myself. It's been such a roller coaster and the best roller coaster ever.
How does making stuff by yourself, how does it compare to then teaching others to do it? Is it odd to then have to like explain what you're doing to people and answer questions?
Do you know what, I've always been quite a people's person, but I was quite shy before, but the Bake Off gave me that confidence to believe in myself. So now with my cookery school, it's such a good feeling that, you know, people come in and they say, oh, we can't bake bread, or pastry has always been my nemesis, or, you know, I don't know how to decorate a cake. So, and then when they go home and they're really thrilled with everything they've made, it's such a rewarding feeling that not only, you know, I do this for myself, that actually I can help people to overcome their fears that they've got with baking. And they go home, you know, and they write to me and say that we bake all our own bread now. I've made my son's christening cake, or I've made my daughter's birthday cake, or, you know, it's really, really good.
Now, I've been asking all of the Bake Off winners this so far today. When was the last time that you just made a cake kind of just for you or just for the house?
Last Saturday I made a cake. It was my son's birthday. It took me nearly 5 hours to make him a 4-layered filled with chocolate fudge. It was a chocolate devil's food cake covered in a chocolate ganache, and then on top I made a tower of caramel circles with popcorn, toffee popcorn.
Blimey, I was happy with a Victoria sponge for a birthday cake when I was that age. See, I was going to say, because now, I mean, I guess with like birthday cakes, and I guess like friends and family must be asking anytime there's an occasion for a cake. Now do you feel like a lot of pressure, like you said, tiered birthday cake? That's...
Yeah, it's... It was just 4 layers. It wasn't tiers, but okay. It was 4 layers of chocolate devil food cake. There is a pressure. And also it's like you can't even go out for dinner now without taking dessert. You know, people invite you around and they're like, bring the dessert. You're like, oh, I just want a night off. But it's cool. It's really good.
What advice would you have for amateur bakers at home?
Just enjoy it. For me, it's always been something I've really loved. I never wanted to feed my kids loads of preservatives. So I always think it's really bad when, you know, you've got a packet of cakes that can last till 2015 from this year. You know, I don't want to eat that, and I definitely don't want my children or my grandchildren eating that. So that's where it all started with me, really. But it was just my relaxation. I love it. I really enjoy it. And actually, now it's my job. I've got the most amazing passion for it, and I feel that I've learned more in the last 3 years than, you know, it makes you cook out of and bake out of your comfort zone and try new things that you may never have tried before.
So at what point did you go from just kind of going from straight set out recipes and then coming up with ideas yourself, or were you always just thinking, oh, I could try this flavour, I could try this combination?
You know, I've always tried different flavour combinations. When I wrote my cookery book, they said, oh, you know, what's your favourite cookery book? What's my favourite cookery book? And actually my favourite cookery book was one that I've had for years that my sister-in-law bought me when I had my youngest son, and it was one that I'd written all my own recipes and, you know, jiggled recipes around and made them my own. So I've always done that for years and years.
So that's something kind of just inherent rather than taught, sort of? Or...
I think it's something that you've either got. It's a, you know, it's a sort of instinctual. I think that, you know, it's... You can, everybody can learn to bake, but that instinctual thing where you know that that flavour works really well, I think that's why I won Bake Off in my year, because, you know, my bakes weren't always the prettiest, but Mary and Paul said that the flavour combinations were always, you know, sublime.
Now, a lot of people will be wondering how they can get to where you are now. So firstly, what advice do you have for people thinking about going on the Bake Off?
I think just fill in the form as clearly as you can. There's an application form. And because if you don't fill that in really well, then you won't even get through that process. And I think once you get into the tent, just try and relax. My nemesis was my nerves the whole way through. And the thing that did me the best, stood me in the best stead, was the fact that I didn't ever dream I was going to win. I had my speech ready to say how well Holly or Marianne had done, and I knew that I wasn't going to win. So I baked normally that day. I baked like I would, you know, at home in my kitchen without the nerves, whereas before there was such a lot riding on it that I was going to go home that week, so my nerves would kick in, whereas the week that there wasn't any more and I wasn't going to win, you know, my nerves just subsided, and actually it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
You're at your best when you just resigned yourself to, oh, well.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't so much resign myself, I was really proud of myself that I'd been in the final. You know, I was in the last top three in the baking tent that year, so it was a pretty awesome feeling. But I relaxed because I knew I had no chance against such awesome bakers.
And yet here we are.
And here we are.
And so how about people that have been amateur bakers for a while looking to go professional? What advice would you have for them?
Do you know what? Everyone always asks me this question, and lots of people email me and say, could you tell me how I want to write my own cookery book? But it's really different for me because I was on a reality show, and then that projects you to a whole different level. So I really, the answer is, actually, I don't know how you go into becoming, you know, from an amateur baker to a professional one without joining a TV show. It's
apply for Bake Off.
Yes, apply for Bake Off, for sure.